We're going to look at a couple of churches here this morning. One of them is up in the top left corner called the Corinthians. They lived in the city of Corinth. And the other one's the Macedonians. Now, the Corinthians were a mixed group of people economically. There were some wealthy people there and some really poor people there. The Macedonians were all at the very bottom, the lowest level of society. They were the folks that had to tough it out. They probably ate once a day, maybe twice a day if they were fortunate. And so they were difficult. So let's read. Paul is writing to the Corinthians about the Macedonians to encourage the Corinthians to do the right thing. So let's look at it. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God's given the Macedonian churches. Oops, excuse me. Let's go back. In the midst of their severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Look at a couple of words there. You see the word severe trial? Then you see the word extreme poverty? I told the table I was seated with, I was down in the fellowship hall class today, and I told the folks that I was with, I'm so blessed to be at Maywood, and I'm so blessed to see people who have sometimes severe trials. There's some folks here that have some pretty extreme poverty, and yet I find in you, and I'm thankful for that, overflowing joy, rich generosity. Somebody go up and ask Gabby about what she did this week, and you'll get a little story about that today. So this is the church, and they are full of rich generosity because of what Jesus had done in their life. And I would so encourage you with all I can, get connected with the Lord very closely. Let him touch the depths of your heart. Let him pull out the self-centeredness that is a part of all of us, and let him fill you with his rich generosity. So that's where they were. I testify, he says, they gave as much as they were able. They went even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. They were taking up an offering. And these folks said, please let us give. Very similar to what Kairos has said to Jake about, please let us give to Maywood Baptist and let us give to the International Mission Board. Huge, huge thing. So, verse 5, they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then they gave to us. What we want to talk about for the most of this service is your ability. First, give yourself to the Lord and let him so work in you that you're then overflowing to give to other people. I'm going to ask my wife to come up. Amen. She is the best in the family. We have been married for 40 years almost. A couple more months, it'll be 40 years. And she wasn't planning on marrying a pastor, but God had different plans for her. And so my question to her is, as we're thinking about sacrifice, how was it a sacrifice? What was the hardest thing about being married to a pastor?
Thank you. Probably the hardest thing would be sharing his time, because pastors are on call 24/7, and so that adds stress to families.
She's a lot shorter than me. There is a lot behind that 30-second statement from her. And I just want you to know that there have been times where we've had family events planned and they got interrupted. And there have been times when I was gone and we have three kids. She was the mom for three kids. There was one time she said to me, Bob, I feel like a single mother. Because I was so involved with the church. There's one time she said it right. You're sometimes the pastor of everybody else but your own family. And there's some real truth to that. I mean, those are words that I needed to hear, she needed to say, and they were accurate. So there's a sacrifice. My question is, what's the greater good? You gave yourself to the Lord. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you've also given yourself to us, to me, to our family, to the church. What's the greater good behind that?
I consider us a team. And so as I see God working here at Maywood, it encourages me and it excites me. And I feel like we as Christians are fulfilling the Great Commission, which is go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I've commanded you. And that's our goal as Christians. We're all a team, and we're all vital for the body of Christ. So anytime I see a victory, I feel a part of that victory.
Amen. Many of you know the name Louise Douglas, and many of you all don't, but it's unfortunate. She's gone on to heaven. Tony and Louise used to pray together, and there may be some other people. I know Kim Buckley, who's going to come up in a minute, she and Tony now are prayer partners, but they are praying for the lost. They're praying for people to come to Christ. And what you see around you, I believe, is the fruit of their prayers. And so let's shift topics from that. And I want to move to, Tony has for 20 plus years worked with children here. And so she's not been in adult classes. There have been times when people have said, does your wife come to church? I said, yeah, she's down in the nursery every Sunday. And so she's been very involved. And I want to ask you, what is the sacrifice, if I can use that word, or the gift you've given to God's work by working with kids?
Interesting, too. I didn't say this the first service. I volunteered to work with our preschool worship here at Maywood as a temporary duty. So it's been like over 25 years. So sometimes our plans are not God's plans, but that's what God wanted. So, and I have been blessed to work with some of the most wonderful Christians who truly love kids and care for your kids and share Jesus with your kids. So that's wonderful. But to keep the preschool nursery staffed takes a lot of time, energy, and organization. Every Sunday we have 9 volunteers working, 1 in the morning and 8 during this service. I need my notes, sorry. So we're constantly looking for good Christian volunteers to care for our children and to share Jesus with them. And that's what we need.
Amen. You're too good. So what is the payoff? You've worked, you've given, you've sacrificed. What's the payoff that you've seen?
Well, first of all, the payoff is being able to share Jesus with these precious little ones. And in the first service, I didn't see them, but Connie's grandkids were here, and they're teenagers now. And they were in our nursery, and some of you all have been in our nursery. And so we get to share Jesus with our youngest members, and we allow their family to come to church and hear about Jesus. So that's such a blessing. Secondly, I've got my list because I've got some names. I'm blessed to work with some wonderful Christians who help everything run smoothly and who truly care for our children. And Mickey Taylor, she is now... is Mickey in here? But anyway, Mickey does our scheduling. She's in the back, and she calls our volunteers every weekend to make sure they're going to be able to come. If they can't, she looks for somebody to replace them, and she sees this as her special ministry, and she has really been a godsend to us. And then, we have a group of volunteer administrators that work the nursery alternating Sundays, and they make sure that we have enough help. And I want to say thank you to all of them because they love the kids too, and they see this as a wonderful ministry. And they are Kyle Carson, and Judy Baker, Dana Chambers, Tony Donaldson, Heather Coburn, and Nancy Brown. And some of them are in here right now. And then lastly, I want to thank all of our nursery volunteers. And I especially want to acknowledge Chuck Rector. the last three Sundays, we've had about 14 toddlers. So even with everybody showing up, we needed help. And Chuck is always available. He loves kids. So he missed the last three Sundays, and he's here today. So he's being the hands and feet of Jesus. So thank you all.
So I'm going to ask Kim to come up in just a second. Hold on. But I want to make a couple of points. Tony and I have been married for 40 years, and we've had a good life. And I'm grateful for that. There's some things that are in our life together that I recommend to you. And so they gave themselves, first of all, to the Lord. And that is the number one thing to do, completely surrendered to the Lord. And then to each other, then to your family, then to your ministry, then to your work. Gave themselves to the Lord and then to us. I would so recommend, draw a big line underneath it, put it in bold print. Give yourself to those people who are close to you after you've given yourself to the Lord. Here's a suggestion. Ask yourself, what is the most loving thing I can do for those people close to me? And if it's your spouse, obviously that's who we're thinking about. What is the most loving thing I can do every day for that person that I love? And then do it, okay? And if the both of you do it, you're going to have one of those dream lives together, okay? Everybody good with that? We could say amen, right? Amen. The second thing I want to talk about, based on what Tony said, and that is Tony gave herself to the Lord, and then she gave herself to children. And I'm going to get off the payroll here really soon, and you all won't have to pay me. You're going to have some fun with some other things in that. That's future talk. But my goal is to work with kids, and I've started preparing some videos for both teachers of children and parents of children. So you can find me on YouTube, Bob Spradling, not hard to find, and there's about a half a dozen videos there for you to look at. And give your family, or give the students you teach, the opportunity of your hard work, okay? Give yourself the Lord. Give yourself those people around you, okay? Kim, would you come, please? This is Kim Buckley. Yeah. Her fine husband smiling on the back row. I just had cataract surgery, but I can still see your smile, Bob. Good deal. So, Kim, you are a wife, a good wife, a mother. You work lots of hours. You are a teenage worker, and you bake and cook food for people. Amen. How do you do all of that?
First and foremost, there are two scripture verses that I kind of lean toward and lean on. First one is Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The second one is Philippians 4:13, which I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But not to minimize God's word at all, I have a husband who supports me. He lets me do the things that I want to do. He spends Friday nights alone sometimes when I'm gone with kids, or he wakes up at 4:00 in the morning when I'm making noise in the kitchen. So he sacrifices too. He makes the money and lets me spend it the way God leads me to do so.
All right. In the early service, Bob, I said, should you give you the mic and let you know. All right. So here's a verse I'd like for us to look at for a minute. Because when I thought about Kim, both Kim and Tony have really minimized all they do. And when you are working and working and working, and most of the time in the shadows, and can I just say something to y'all for a second? Most of us are all going to work in the shadows. We're not going to make the cover of the magazine or the newspaper. Usually, we don't want to be in a newspaper, most of us. We're not going to get there. But as you serve quietly in the shadows and you do the work of God, there's a host in heaven that is watching what you're doing, okay? And so there are times, Kim, when this verse is true for you, that you become weary in well-doing. But then there's another part of that that says at the proper time you're going to reap a harvest if you don't give up. Talk to us about that.
There are a couple of things. I'll be honest. Sometimes the harvest seems a little fuzzy. I feel like I'm working and working and I don't see the fruit. But there is, I've been working with the youth since 1995. And when I came to Maywood 31 years ago, I thought in my heart, I'm going to be a worker and I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to teach the kids about Jesus. And ironically, we were having a push for leaders at that time, and Mike Weddle was the director of education, and we had a meeting, and he said, if you're interested in working with the kids, I want you to come to this meeting. So before the meeting, I had in my little head that I was going to teach the kids, and I had these little flannel board stories all ready to go, and I get there, and Mike says, well, you've really only been with the church for about a couple weeks, so I'm going to put you in the second grade, and I'm going to put you with Ann Roll. She was an amazing Christian woman. I learned so much from Ann Roll. But the first week that I go into the second grade department, I took Roll, and I was very discouraged because I was going to be a teacher. I wasn't going to take Roll. But God spoke to me, and he said, I'm not ready for you to teach yet. I've got things I've got to show you. So I learned from Ann Roll. In the first service, I talked about a mission trip that I went on with the youth. And I'm going to share a couple different stories now. Bob mentioned that I fix meals for people. And I kind of do that behind the scenes. Not too many people know that. But one morning, Josh Monk sat up here, and he was talking about how discouraged he had been. And then he mentioned my name, and I was embarrassed and wanted to crawl under the back pew back there because he called me out. And he said, because he was discouraged, but because I had brought a meal to him and his wife and continued to do so for a while, he was encouraged. And that spoke to me because there are a lot of people that were touched by Josh Monk. And if he had been discouraged and stopped what he was doing, there's a lot of you that may not be in this room this morning. That's the harvest I see. One other thing that Katie Doherty spoke about was Soul Sisters. And I worked with Soul Sisters for several years from the beginning till we folded that project up. And one of my little Soul Sisters was Kelly Nunnally. And Kelly passed away this year. And I was really discouraged when I heard that she had died, because I know that she had gone off and left the youth department and led a life in the world, and things weren't good for her. I was in touch with her, but I'd kind of lost track of her. But after her funeral and a couple weeks passed, I got a note from Kelly's mom and dad, and it said, "Kim, thank you for your time with Kelly. Kelly spoke of you often and talked about the time that you spent together. You were a positive impact on her life, and you helped her more than you know. We may not see the harvest, but it's there, and it's a great thing, and it's wonderful to be a part of."
Thank you so much. We could talk and talk about different things. This is why I asked Tony and Kim to share. And there are many others I could hand a microphone around to, and we could do the same. When I was seated downstairs in the class down the fellowship hall, Gabby and Marcus were leading it. And, man, they were good today. They're always good, but they were off the chart today. And I felt kind of moved to say, some of you look at Gabby and Marcus like, wow, I can never get there. You're at rock bottom today. And you're in here and you're saying, man, I am just trying to climb out of the hole. And Gabby and Marcus were not in the hole, they were under the hole. And they did what we're talking about in our passages today. They gave themselves to the Lord 100%. And then they started giving what they had inside of them, doing the next right thing to the next person that came along. And we look at them and we go, wow. We listen to Tony and we listen to Kim. And you all have been practicing that and living that out. You can start today on that pathway. Or you can resume that pathway by getting reconnected with God and saying, okay, God, let's get it on together, and then you show me where my place is to serve, okay? Let's go ahead and stand, and Derek and Sienna are going to come. We have a bunch of people down front who'd like to pray with you. We have about, if I can see the clock, about 5 minutes, so you come on quick and find somebody and pray with them, all right? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your work with us. Thank you for Tony. Thank you for Kim. Thank you for Katie. Lord, we now ask you that you'll help us to respond. In Jesus' name, amen.